The Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lon Tay. He is Jeremy Warner.
Hey.
How did your flying solo stuff go Thursday, Friday?
Didn't go bad.
No?
I had Matt Wetterson in here from WCIA on Friday.
Talked about golf. You don't need me then, basically, is what you're saying.
Well, it's nice to have you in here.
Okay.
But
I appreciate
that. We can make do without you every once in a while.
Well, and it's hard. We've told our listeners, and what's great, you said you had a lot of great calls.
Of course.
And that's what we got. We got a lot of listeners out there that are awesome, and they help us out. And 3 hours of sports is a lot to fill, but we do it every day. And thanks to you give us a rundown of what we're supposed to talk about. So when I look at it here, it says Jack Cornell in studio. Who's that?
Well, it's the 6'6", 320-pound man in front of you.
The guy right in front of me. Jack, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. So you're getting ready for your senior year at the University of Illinois on the football team. And are you excited about that, I assume?
I'm really excited. You know, this is 5 years went by really fast, and I think we got a chance to do something really special this year. So.
Now, Jack, they have you working a little more this summer than just on the football field, working in the athletic department offices. What do you got you doing there?
Well, right now I work in the sports information department. I work back there with Kent Brown, Derek Neal, Ben Taylor, and all those guys. And, you know, it's been a real change of pace. Every other summer since I've been here, I've been taking classes, and I graduated in May, so this gave me the opportunity to do something for my career, and I'm having a lot of fun.
Is there anything surprising about that job for you that you didn't know that these guys did for you?
It's definitely a lot more behind the scenes than, you know, what we get. After practice, they're always there, you know, asking us to do interviews and whatever, but we don't ever really know what goes into it. And that kind of, you know, gives a backstage view of what goes on in their jobs.
And it's not the most pleasant hours either. You know, I mean, they're working like we always talk about. And what I always found out from when I worked in the media before, when everybody else was tailgating for your games and getting to go to the games and have fun, I was always the one working, et cetera. It's not that fun to do all that, is it? But it's their job, and that's what they do.
They definitely work really hard, and you know, they're at every practice, every game, and they're putting in just as many hours as we are. You know, they see it all, so they're always working hard throughout the game and doing everything they need to do.
Jack, obviously you started every game last year, big part of that offensive line success. One thing that distinguishes you is the beard. You got the beard going, the lumberjack beard. Now, during summer workouts, like a day like today, the beard, you got to think twice about that, don't you?
I mean, it's definitely can get pretty sticky out there. You know, when I was driving in, the thermometer in my car didn't even read a temperature; it just said air.
Ooh.
So it can get pretty warm. But I've learned to deal with it. You know, in camp, that's when it really gets the hardest to deal with. When you know we got 130 heat index out there with full pads, but it's just part of me, so I'm used to it.
It's the Tay and Jay Show, Lon Tay, Jeremy Warner, and we are here with Jack Cornell, offensive lineman for the University of Illinois football team. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to ask Jack about the season ahead, ask him about Nebraska coming in, et cetera, a team you won't see in person, but we'll talk to him about. This is the kind of day you enjoy working in an insurance office, my friend. Or a radio station. Yeah, I picked two pretty good jobs there, didn't I?
Yeah, not bad.
I can avoid that heat as much as I can. All right, it's the Tay and Jay Show. I'm Lon Tay. He is Jeremy Warner. Jack Cornell, the offensive lineman for the Fighting Illini, is in with us. And we're going to talk some Fighting Illini football. I mean, before you know it, that's going to be here, which is crazy.
Yeah, talk about heat and camp rental. Now, Jack, when Camp Rantoul comes up, and is that the first thing you think of, is the heat in the 2-a-days? Or, well, it's pretty much 3-a-days.
I mean, obviously, that's one of the big things is the heat and having to deal with that. But, you know, we're always kept pretty hydrated, and they always got, you know, the ice towels out there to try to cool us down. But that's obviously the biggest thing you got to battle out there is the heat.
I've got a question on that. I was telling Jack at the break, and I had talked to Jeremy. Of course, we brought it up on the show earlier about my son playing a big tournament, 103-degree heat. How do you guys stay hydrated enough? Is it all water, or are you trying to get a little bit of a, like, let's say, a Gatorade mix with water? How do you guys do that? How do they keep you at that spot?
Well, they always usually keep Gatorades around in the rooms and stuff. Obviously, there's water everywhere we go, you know, in the rooms and the meeting rooms and the cafeteria, whatever. There's definitely plenty of liquids at hand, you know, if ever you need any. So, and there are always trainers running around with water bottles giving them out. So,
sure.
You know, Nick Ritchie, Chris Brown, and training staff over there, they always do a really good job.
So, Jack, I mean, summer workouts, you know, sometimes it might be hard to get enthused for these, but what's the difference between coming off a 3-9 season last year going into the offseason and now a 7-6 where you win a Texas Bowl game? Is there a big difference in just what you see around the team right now?
I think that this offseason has been a lot different from the ones in the past. Obviously, when we come off a losing season, we always want to work hard and try to do better, you know, the next year. But, you know, this year we just kind of hit the ground running when we got back to school. You know, we just kept working, and we saw the goal, our goals, and obviously with, you know, the expansion of the conference and the championship game, you know, we have a lot more we're fighting for now. But, you know, we've been riding that momentum from the Texas Bowl game all the way now until the season. So we're all really excited about it.
Now, you were part of the team also in 2007 when they went to the Rose Bowl, and then the next year you didn't do as well. I mean, do you guys sit there, the seniors, the redshirt seniors that were on that team, what did you take from that year, the 2008 disappointment that you take into this year? Do you take a chip into your shoulder maybe in going into this year that maybe you didn't have in 2008?
Yeah, you know, Being a part of this program for the last 5 years, I've definitely seen it at its highest of highs and its lowest of lows, and you just have a real appreciation for the hard work that we put in every day. I think that guys don't really think about, you know, the Rose Bowl year, the bad years. I mean, they're just thinking about this year right now, and you know, all the work that we put in up until now, whether it's, you know, doing drills, lifts, conditioning. I mean, we just have our mindset on something, and we're going to go after it.
Illini senior offensive lineman Jack Cornell joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. You can reach us at 359-CALL. That's 359-2255. I'm going to help you out here, Jack, because every year I hear the seniors on their last game say, it went by so quick. It's ridiculous how fast it went. I'm just going to warn you.
Yeah.
Here it comes, Jack. I mean, it's true, isn't it, how crazy that is? I mean, you're a redshirt senior, so this will be your fifth year, but it probably is just a blur to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it went by really fast, and I can think, you know, 5 years ago, around this time, getting ready to go into Camp Rentoul, my very first time, and not knowing what to expect, and getting there and head spinning and all over the place. And I mean, it's crazy how fast it went by, and you know how many people I've seen come in and come out, as you know, far as players. And it's just really, it's been a really fun ride. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've been appreciative every second I got of it, and I'm, you know, looking forward to going on a high note.
So when you, knowing that full well, when these freshmen come in this year, do you guys as seniors, you leave that to the sophomores and juniors to kind of take them under their wings, or do you guys also say, hey, you know what, I was here, I know what that was like, you know, you're going to be spinning around for a while trying to figure out what the heck you're doing. How does that work? Who kind of takes over for those freshmen to help them out?
I think everybody sort of brings them under their wing. You know, it's a lot by position and telling guys what to expect and whatnot. You know, we try to tell them the best we can, you know, hey, you're going to get there and you're going to have some pretty dark times. You know, I mean, right. I know I sure have, and just got to keep going and keep on pushing through. But, you know, everybody does a really good job of sort of accepting them into the team and helping them adapt to their new environment and, you know, the best way we can.
Now, Jack, it's different being an offensive lineman than, say, a quarterback like Nathan Shielhouse. When, you know, skill positions, you can come in.
Pretty boys.
The pretty boys. You can make a difference right away. How hard is it as an offensive lineman? Because pretty much when you get here, your job is to eat and lift weights. And, I mean, you put three games in your first 3 years. How difficult is that as an offensive lineman?
You know, it's really hard. You know, you don't see a lot of guys that can come in and contribute right away. Obviously, like Jeff Allen, he's kind of the only one. Him and, you know, Hugh Thornton played a few games his freshman year. But when you come in, there's just so much to learn as far as technique and, you know, obviously getting the strength up, because you're coming right out of high school and going against guys like that, and then all of a sudden you're in the Big Ten. And it's definitely a bit of a learning curve, and it took me a while to adjust to it. But, you know, it just all goes back to hard work and trying to put in every second that you can to get better.
I remember talking to Michael Heitz, a young kid that's going into his sophomore year now, going to be a redshirt freshman, I believe. But he, you know, when I talked to him before he came here, he said, my job is to go in there and eat and get big. I mean, I know you guys enjoy to eat before. You're offensive linemen, but what do they throw down your throats? I mean, is it sitting there, you got to eat 10 hamburgers at this sitting or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely guys who need to gain some weight, but it's not just about eating everything you can. It's about eating, you know, the right thing. And right. Something that I've definitely tried to change up is my diet and what I eat and what I put into my body and how I take care of it. But there's obviously an emphasis on, you know, coming in and wanting to be over 300 pounds, but not being, you know, too heavy to where you can't really handle it and bend really well. And that's kind of the trouble that I had starting off, was I was pretty big, and I've slimmed down since then. So, but it just all, you know, you just need to make sure that they eat right. So,
And you played 13 games, started all of them. The coaches raved about you. What's the hardest part of adapting to not playing very much, to playing against these quick defensive ends that are also strong in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I mean, it's the speed. And, you know, they're just as big and just as good as you are. And that's definitely the biggest thing adjusting from high school to college is the speed of the game. It's obviously a lot faster. And, you know, guys are a lot stronger. And, you know, it's all about technique. You know, you got to have great technique to be successful. And, you know, that's something that we try to work on all the time.
It seems fairly obvious, but when you hear like Mikel last year had the huge game at Northwestern, what do you run? 330.
See, he knows
just
it.
Happen to know
he
that. Knows it. And that, which leads me into my question. You hear this a lot from an offensive lineman that'll say, you know, I assume it's like a catcher that catches a no-hitter. You know, they feel like they had just as much part of it as the pitcher. And it's true. You guys are the ones opening the holes, et cetera. But how does that feel to be a part last year of such a great running attack with Mikel and these guys, Ford, et cetera? That had to have been a neat feeling every time to just hold that block or knock that block and look down and those guys are 10, 15 down.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome opening up huge holes and then, you know, looking up and seeing Mikel or Jay Ford or whatever running all the way down the field. And, you know, it's almost like, well, you know, I'm done now. So, yeah. But, you know, we've always had a really good rushing attack here at Illinois. Yes. We've led the Big Ten, you know, in rushing the last few years, ever since Zook's been here. And we don't get all the, you know, all the praise and all the hype that the running backs do, but you know, that's football, and anybody right. who's ever played it, you know, they know that it starts up front. So, you know, that's all we need.
Talking with Illini offensive lineman, Jack Cornell, and Jack, obviously Mikel, a second round draft pick. I know he hasn't signed his deal yet, but when he does, do you guys have a deal in place where he has to take you out to eat or something?
No deal. That might be against some rules. But, you know, I obviously wish him the best of luck. You know, he's going to be a tremendous running back in that league, and he's going to have a lot of success. You know, he's a really hard worker, and he's got he's just a big-time running back, and he knows how to read the holes and hit them hard, and he's going to have a good career.
You can tell he works in the athletic department, too, because he knows the compliance rules.
Yes,
they go
does.
Along with it. So
that's probably the first thing they tell you.
Right. Yeah. What about that? I mean, with everything going on, how much what do they take you through, compliance issues and all that? I mean, with all this Ohio State going on, some people say the players don't know enough. What do you guys know as players about compliance?
I mean, there's obviously a lot of rules. The NCAA rule book is pretty thick. But, you know, every year we always have to sign off paperwork and the compliance people, they go through, you know, certain rules that, you know, they want to make sure that we highlight. And, you know, we have to sign off and, you know, basically swear to not break the rules. And they try to go through it the best they can to help us out. So if we ever get in a situation like that we can, you know, walk away and not be a part of it.
We are visiting with Illini offensive lineman Jack Cornell. He's a senior going into his senior season. And if you want to call and ask Jack a question, you can do so 359-2255. That's what Dan has done. Dan, how you doing today?
Hey, good. Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad, buddy.
Hey, pretty good. Hey, got a quick question for Jack.
Okay.
All right, Jack. We all know you like to hit the links, but we need to know, are you the best Illini golfer?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm the best Illini offensive lineman golfer. There's some good golfers on the team, and, you know... I think I can definitely drive it the farthest. My short game is where
that.
I struggle.
I can see that.
How far can you drive the ball?
I've hit it as far as 360, 350 around there. So,
Chris DeForest has got a match for him.
Yeah, I agree. Dan, do you have proof of this?
Well, Jack sometimes likes to go golfing, you know, those of us that know him. So I just wanted to see what if he truly thought he could maybe take on some of the big boys, you know, maybe teach Scott Langley or DA points or some of those guys, maybe a lesson on driving.
I would love to take him out there. Absolutely. You know, Luke Guthrie is from Quincy.
Yeah, he's from your area, right?
Whenever he wants to go out and hit the links, I'm open for it for sure.
Jack for sure would be the guy you want in your scramble. And just, you know what, Jack, you just hit one 350 and you can sit down the rest of the hole. That's exactly what you do. Dan, thanks for the call, my man.
Hey, have a good one.
All right, we appreciate that.
So how long have you been golfing then? What's your handicap?
I honestly, I don't even know what handicap means. I just go out and play. I try to play as much as I can, especially now in the summer. Obviously, in the fall, I won't get to play hardly at all. But, you know, I've been playing golf consistently for a little over a year now. Just really sort of getting into it. It's always been something my dad's been really into. And, but it's a lot of fun, except for, you know, those bad days that Everybody has.
The shanks are the slices. Uh-huh.
Yes, and everybody has them, believe me. All right, it's the Tay and Jay Show. We're visiting with Illini offensive lineman, senior offensive lineman, Jack Cornell, and we are back with him next. I got an interesting question. I think there were two schools maybe that it came down, or maybe three schools that came down before you chose Illinois. One of them is an interesting one. We'll talk about that next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.